Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump has appealed the $454 million civil fraud judgment against him, his legal team challenging a New York judge's finding that Trump lied about his wealth so he could secure better terms for business deals and loans. The appeal likely to focus on the judge in the case, whom Trump's lawyers have accused of overwhelming bias. Nikki Haley vowing to press on even after losing badly to Trump in her home state over the weekend.
As she now focuses on next week's Super Tuesday with contests in more than a dozen states, Nikki Haley will have to do it without any more support from the PAC founded by the Koch brothers. Having backed Haley for months, they're now backing out. At the same time, Donald Trump is urging Republicans to rally behind his choices to lead the RNC, with Chair Ronna McDaniel stepping down at the end of next week. Trump's choices include his daughter-in-law, Lara, to be co-chair of the party.
ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, New York City today marking the anniversary of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing that killed six and injured more than 1,000. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin is in its seventh day. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Police say they're concentrating their search on rivers in the city. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller was one of the lead authors of the report. He says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison police are investigating after a resident at the Dane County Jail was found dead in their cell Friday morning. He was discovered unresponsive just after 10:30. While medical staff performed life-saving efforts, they were ultimately unsuccessful. Per Sheriff's Office policy, an outside agency has to investigate the incident. There were no other updates as of Sunday evening. About 2,200 people on Madison's east side will be exposed to potentially unhealthy noise levels due to the new F-35 fighter jets at Truex Airfield. The Dane County Regional Airport has released a draft of their first noise study. People living within the impacted zone, including two schools, will be exposed to an average of 65 to 75 decibels every day. The Federal Aviation Authority considers those levels incompatible with residential living. While the federal government is working to help soundproof nearby homes and businesses, funding has been slow going. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought, even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
76% of voters say they have real concerns about President Biden's ability to serve a second term. Do you think it's responsible for Democrats to put him at the top of the ticket, given those concerns?
Responsible. I revere his record. I mean, what he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass. Close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Thank you, Gavin Newsom. You know, I was going to watch Meet the Press, Chris and Kristen Welker, and I decided to pour hot coffee in my instead, and that was much more enjoyable.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Rhymes with match. Okay, hey, look who's here. It's my girlfriend. JoJo from Jerz is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled yeah. into one human. JoJo from Jerz, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her spinning lines way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jerz, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jerz.
It's JoJo.
Hi, you pretty.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
I'm good. I was just describing you as just a little bundle of joy and positivity and light that we desperately need in the world. Hello.
And you called her a teacup.
Well, thank you.
And a delightful little teacup.
Yeah.
You should not see me getting my kids out of the house in the morning. That would dispel you of that idea completely.
Jersey, yeah. Like Jersey fishwife voice. Just
yeah. Okay. A little bit. Yeah. Get in the car.
He said,
get in the car. Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Did you hear that? Kristen Welker saying to Gavin Newsom, is it, what did you say, irresponsible for Democrats to keep Joe Biden on the top of the ticket? Are you kidding me? There's nothing similar about the 91 felony count rapist, right?
Chris, first of all, Meet the Press has gone so far afield from what it was when Tim Russert was hosting, and it was such an exceptional show. It's really sad what's become of it. But this idea that Joe Biden, who's this incredibly consequential president, should just step aside for some nebulous other person, or like Gavin Newsom should just jump in, like that's how it works. It's just so irresponsible and actually it's stupid. Did I say it's stupid?
Yes, no, some stupid. Magical unicorn candidate. Did you see Lawrence O'Donnell's piece? We kept playing it this week, just about how ridiculous this stupid fantasy is. I mean, are you kidding? Republicans would love that. Then there would actually be Democrats in disarray. That's what I mean. And there's no speculation about, like, are they going to replace Trump at a contested convention? He's the one that might be imprisoned by the time that the election rolls around.
Exactly. Like, I wrote a piece on my Substack about this. I was like, look, we got two buses here. We got the nice bus that gets you to the mall. It takes a couple hours to get there, and it might not be up to date. But you get that or this, the bus from Speed, okay? These are our choices. What bus are you going to get on? You want to get to the mall, or you want to go over the side of a cliff with a bomb on board? I mean, it's really not that hard, right?
The bus from Speed, but Sandra Bullock is smashed. And also, yes. Yeah, as you said, Dr. Ronnie's giving out pills. Okay, I love the piece. Yeah, I loved your piece. You said Joe Biden doesn't have to be your dream date. And you said, look, I like Joe Biden a lot, confessedly. I like him more than a lot of people who like him. And I don't even think, I don't think he's perfect. But you say he's not the Beatles or Elvis. He's not JFK, Clinton, or Obama. I've met him, humble brag. And when asked what he smelled like, I described him as smelling like hot chocolate on a snowstorm night. I got rightfully destroyed for it, but here's the thing. I was pretty effing accurate, even though I was more than a bit tipsy on holy ass, I just met the president, bubbly. But you're right. It's like, what did someone say once? You know, America, Joe Biden's like an old pair of slippers, and America's feet hurt. We're exhausted.
It's almost as if we've forgotten what 4 years of Trump were like, that now we want a race car instead of, like, you know, something consistent, like the slippers, like you said. We still need that, actually.
Well, you said right now, especially right now, we need steady. We need safe. We need someone who knows the path and carries the light so we can all follow behind. No fanfare, no jinx, no malarkey, if you will. We've seen 4 years of exciting with Trump. And by exciting, I mean waking up every morning, reeling from the insanity of the night before, embracing for the craziness of the day ahead. What would this unhinged madman use our taxpayer dollars to do next? What would he say next? Well, who will he offend next? What autocrat would he defend next? What human rights granted to tens of millions of us for decades would be stripped away next? I honestly, Joe, I don't think we can endure it. I don't think psychologically, mentally, this country can endure, not to even mention internationally, right?
Absolutely. I think we often forget about that emotional component of it, too. It was just, we were always bracing for something crazy and hateful. Just look at his comments over the weekend, the things that he said about Black Americans. I mean, the thing, we just look at, like, we can't, I don't think emotionally we can handle that at all.
Yeah. I had to check and double check that. Do we have one of these, at least one of these sound bites?
Yes.
Just one of them, that this actually happened.
Good. These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones. You see? That's how far I've come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he said black people like him because he's been indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, obviously all black people, felons. Okay, you mentioned, and I said this off the top of the show, you tweeted, Donald Trump took out a full-page ad calling for the execution of the now-exonerated Central Park Five, called African-American countries assholes, questioned the birthplace of our first black president, said black Americans relate to him because he's been indicted. He's an unrepentant, unapologetic, blatantly bigoted racist. The fact that two black women, a black man, and a black female judge are helping to seal his doom is absolutely glorious. Thank you. But, I mean, that's how he tried to save it. Like, oh, black people, they like, because they've been persecuted like that, too. Yes, by you. Right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And he tells them that he's being indicted for them. That's the greatest lie of all. He's being indicted for them. He raw-dogged the porn star for them? Really? Can I say that on here? I'm not
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, you just
that's
did.
It's already done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That slutty ship has sailed, Missy. Yeah,
it sounds like that should be my tell-all.
Yeah, Trump also said, and when they talk about suburban women, they're going to love me so much. And you said, yes, we're going to love seeing him rotting behind bars.
Exactly.
I mean, oh, I just, yeah, I don't even know where to start with do we have that? Give me, what is it, the other 18? What is it?
Wait, which one?
Sorry.
Is it Donald? Or?
Yes, Donald.
So
eight,
7, 8, or 9?
8.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time.
That's fantastic.
And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against.
Okay. Last week he was Navalny, as you
right.
know. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you
exactly.
really think that
he's
people
also a
like
dissident
you?
This weekend? Didn't you catch that?
What's that?
He's a dissident this weekend.
Oh, well. That's right. Yeah, he's a political dissident. Sure, that's being persecuted. Uh huh.
He's got a lot of hats.
By the way, I love this part of your piece about the choice between Trump and Biden. You said, do we really need the douchey guy screaming, shots, 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 while smacking the ass of every woman in the bar? Or wouldn't the guy quietly winning the 15th game of darts in a row be a better bet? Especially since one of those two options would burn down the whole damn bar if someone paid him enough to do it. It is the best two guys in a bar analogy. No, you're right. No. Trump's that guy.
I mean, I was thinking of Ted Lasso. I don't know if you've seen Ted Lasso.
Yes.
When Ted Lasso runs the dart game, and it's like, that's the guy you want. Isn't that the guy you want? Not the guy's grabbing butts at the bar. Nobody wants that guy.
But also, just, you know, as someone said, like, I'm worried about voters' short-term memory. You know, forget Biden's. I mean, you said Trump was golfing while refrigerator trucks were being filled with the bodies of dead Americans, while children lost parents, husbands lost wives, doctors and nurses reused medical supplies. Our country was being ripped to shreds, and he golfed. I mean, I cannot believe people cannot remember what a disaster the Trump presidency was on every level.
And one of the things that we first noted when Joe Biden took over was, wow, I'm waking up like not bracing for all of the crazy and not feeling like we could have World War III literally tomorrow. And all of that, like, just steady stuff that used to be the way we engaged with politics was back. And people are like, wait, no, I don't remember how crazy it was. It's like, well, I'm here to remind you, and I'm going to do it every day.
Yeah.
Right, right. You tweeted, so the current Speaker of the House tried to help Trump overturn the 2020 election, is refusing to even put a Ukrainian aid bill up for a vote, received campaign donations from Putin's pals, has no checking or savings account. Does this seem problematic to anyone else? I mean, we were talking about just the history of this time, JoJo, and what that's going to look like about, you know, just the fact that what are they called? The Putin caucus, right? The treason caucus.
I mean, It's really, when you think about what our country went through during World War II and how many men and boys we lost, fighting the same kind of forces that are now basically baked into the Republican Party, it's just mind blowing. It really is. It's terrifying.
We were just talking about a CPAC that happened this weekend. Trump headlined CPAC where there were several Nazis in attendance. The group emphatically denied it. CPAC, still an editor, NBC, has photos. And also there was the sponsor. So I think that was probably.
I go now to the Hitler burger.
Yeah.
The Hitler
that probably burger, was a mistake.
The Hitler burger.
Yeah.
I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
I mean, this is a normal, not just at CPAC, JoJo, we're seeing this in the streets of various cities in our country. Just, quite regularly now, people, marching with Nazi flags, started with the very fine people in Charlottesville, right?
Exactly. And again, that's important to note, because you brought that up, that's the reason that Joe Biden decided to throw his hat in the ring. It was those comments that Trump made about Charlottesville, where he basically doubled both sides, Nazis, and Biden was like, nope. You know what? Nope, I'm not going to live in that America. And we've seen that impact. I think of Trump as a black light on a hotel bedspread, the one you're not supposed to sleep with. You're not supposed to touch it.
Yeah.
And that's what, did. That's what these people are. They've come to life now.
Yeah, yeah. by the way, I you noted in your Dream Date piece that Joe Biden was hot AF in 1973. I think we should point out.
So hot. And Jill was a smoke show. We've established Jill was a smoke show, and Jill
yes.
was hot.
Yeah. But I always loved, like, Kathleen Turner, I was saying a few years ago, it just, yelled at a reporter. She's like, I don't look like I looked when I was 20. Get over it.
Yeah.
It's like, none of us do. I mean, right. But I how about that Ezra Klein piece where I'm like, the whole piece is about how everyone that's met Biden or works with him says how sharp he is, but he should probably step down anyway. I mean, is this just making you crazy?
Yeah, and it makes me really mad, too, because it's just not realistic, A. There's no course for that. We have right. a fragile coalition that's together right now, but it's also, we're having a few issues. We need to keep it together, and if you start having people just jump into the race, you're going to divide the coalition, and then there's zero chance that you can win.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand. He knows better, too. Like, Ezra knows better. I don't understand why people are doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have Michigan. We're talking about, Beto O'Rourke joining the don't vote for Biden in Michigan primary. I just I don't know how else to say it. It's just this is not a time to play grab ass with democracy, as Joe, as Bob Seska always calls it. It is just such a genuinely terrifying time for me that, you know, and also just like when you speak of like going that the convention's actually in Chicago, we're like, oh, God, what could possibly go wrong? Right.
Right.
You know, protest broker convention. Yeah, but go ahead.
I mean, no, that's the thing, too. I always talk about this. It's like he doesn't have to be, no president's ever going to be everything for everyone. But there's one thing that this president is going to be for everyone, and that is the person who carries the torch of democracy forward. The other person will not. It's not hyperbolic to say that. I mean, Republicans are saying the same thing. Liz Cheney, I agree with Liz Cheney about nothing except for this.
Yeah.
And Adam Kinzinger said it, too.
Yeah. And by the way, I've defended Rashida Tlaib like multiple times. I agree with her on a lot of things, not obviously everything, but first of all, I understand her emotion. She has a grandmother there, you know, so this isn't like a some sort of, you know, theoretical issue for her. But literally, the Republican congressman that put forward the deporting every Palestinian that is here, not just not letting any in. I'm talking specifically about her being deported. If Trump gets in with his Muslim ban and you get Congress people like this guy, I mean, you personally will be deported. That's why I just am like, I can't believe that, or at least I hope this isn't the one issue that is going to just, you know, burst this party apart.
Again, I understand too. Like I said, I understand 100%. I understand the emotion. And I know, you know, a lot of people, this is a big, big issue.
Right.
And it is very decisive for them. But when you consider the alternative, which you have to do, you just have to consider the alternative. He's not just talking about deporting them. He's talking about shutting down mosques, you know, stopping them from being able to just worship, period. I mean, it was his first act as president was to ban Muslims from coming into this country. He's been showing us who he was, and we just have to keep remembering the alternative. And again, I understand the complexity of it. I really do.
Well, and I think you saw this U.S. service member in the Air Force set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in D.C. while screaming "Free Palestine." It is a really emotional issue, Joe. But I guess what I keep saying too that I don't get is, first of all, because he was talking about, you know, supporting genocide or what. Well, first of all, U.S. troops aren't there. This isn't Joe Biden's war. This is not Iraq, you know. And I believe me, I wish we could get rid of Netanyahu tomorrow. And I do think there are things we can do in terms of, you know, their response and settlements and all kinds of stuff, you know. But it just, anyway, I don't know. The issue makes me, it just makes me crazy going. I don't know what Beto O'Rourke is thinking. Do you?
I don't either, actually. I just think that like you have to have clear eyes as much as possible about what is an option and what is not. What is possible, what is not. You know, the United States president has to, he's got to try and balance a lot of different plates in the air at any given time. And, you know, he's been very vocal recently about what he will and will not accept from Netanyahu. And Netanyahu doesn't seem to care. But what is he going to do? I mean, he can start to restrict aid, but we can't even get aid passed out of the house because they're on vacation.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, let's put blame where blame is due.
Yep. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show with JoJo from Jurors brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yeah, that's what it feels like. Uh-huh. When I get on my sheet, that's the sound of my Cozy Earth sheets.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That was an excellent impression, Chris.
Thank you.
Enjoy you so much. Really do. Incredibly soft and luxurious. I'm talking about you. No, I'm talking about my Cozy Earth sheets.
Oh, I'm not soft.
15 awesome new colors. You're soft-hearted, man.
I see.
Hard muscles.
Okay, got it.
Nice save, Chevrier. Uh-huh. Okay, they literally have thousands of customer reviews. 5-star reviews, willy-nilly. Hallie says, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Yeah, I'm like a double because I'm slipped into my Cozy Earth pajamas.
Oh.
And then into my Cozy Earth sheets. Right after, my Cozy Earth towel after a shower.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's like a triple sustainability.
Yes. Thank you. Everything made from viscose, from bamboo. So it's sustainable and earth friendly and temperature regulating.
Oh.
Thanks for asking. Okay. Go now. Do it. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Miller. Checkout. Save up 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller.
What is this? The Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at usps.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show with the star of Political Voices Network, Twitter, Threads, and of course SNL. Oh my God, we haven't talked to you since you were featured as a character on SNL. What was that like? That had to be kind of surreal.
Well, it took me days to even really think it was real. At first, I was like, no, that's wrong. That's a different Joe Ancor. This is something's wrong here. It's surreal.
I have to watch it, but I heard it was fantastic. It was it was hilarious, Jody Hamilton says, and she knows from funny.
Yeah.
Wait, we'll talk about that, and also what you and your friends have been talking. I thought that was interesting, what you talk about in Jersey and politics. 29 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jersey is here for the hour.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A second person has been arrested in a hit-and-run crash that injured a Minnesota woman in southwest Wisconsin. Police in Westby say Robert Purvis is charged with first-degree reckless endangerment. Police say he was riding in the UTV that hit and seriously injured the woman earlier this month. Mitchell McKittrick was arrested soon after the crash. More Americans are falling victim to mortgage scams. It happens when ownership of a home or property is transferred without permission. All it takes to start the process is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number.
The con artist could then take the deed to a bank, obtain a fraudulent mortgage, and walk away with thousands of dollars.
Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Schools in the Middleton Cross Plains School District are closed today. District officials say the closures are due to network interruptions preventing phones and internet usage. Both classes and after-school activities are closed. District officials say that they are investigating the issue with the help of external cybersecurity experts and will provide further updates when appropriate. Dozens of Middleton community members and over 30 family members gathered at a vigil for two children who were killed by their mother earlier this month. Major and Maya Lacey Robinson were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. Several community leaders spoke at the vigil on Saturday, including at least two city alders and Middleton Mayor Emily Kuhn. They say that the vigil is not just to honor the two children, but also to support those who are still here. Maya and Major are remembered for their smiles and their love for one another. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Right now, 44 degrees.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pretend as if they are so concerned about Joe Biden's age
because he's senile or he's the criminal mastermind, one of the two. So that concerns him. What their real concern is that there's a black woman that is behind him. They are concerned that if he passes away, a black woman will ascend to power. And let me tell you, she is a beyond capable black woman, and I will stand on that any day of the week.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Have you ever noticed every woman whose name starts with J is awesome?
Yep.
Hi, good morning, JoJo from Jurors. That's a lot of J's.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God, I was watching hilarious you being parodied on Saturday Night Live along with Ellie Mistal.
Yes.
Proving the Stephanie Miller Show has the best taste in it.
Yes, in guests.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. So you were saying, just, you know, anecdotally, you were saying you and your friends don't normally talk about politics. You're like, this is Jersey. We talk about baseball and Instagram reels.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, oh my God, did you see that pizza's $13.95 over at Frank's? It's special. Yeah. That's
so,
what we talk about.
But you were saying a couple of things have broken through. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, politics, it really is an issue about feeling something personally, right? So the shooting in Kansas City, because my girlfriends, all our boys play baseball together, and they all love baseball. They love professional sports, and they could see themselves taking their sons to something like that.
Right.
And it hit them really hard. So when that happened, my girlfriends, who, again, don't talk about this stuff ever, were like, okay, enough's enough. We need to do something. Let's do something. This is not okay. And that was the first thing last week that kind of broke the, you know, broke
wow.
this feeling. And then this weekend, you know, it was this friend of mine who's seen the story about the 65,000 pregnancies that have resulted from rape in 14
yeah.
red states in this country. And she connected it to a woman who had left her child in her playpen and it died. And she was like outraged. She said, I've never felt like this about politics in my life. I've never been this
yeah.
angry. I want to do something. What
yeah.
can we do?
Yeah. I mean, I think all of it between Roe and IVF, just this whole like, oh, women will be over that by November is just so wrong. I mean, in election after election, we keep proving, you know, that we are going to turn out. I mean, by the way, you reposted a great piece about guns. It's funny. I don't obviously have kids, but that is interesting you say that. I would think that would be one of the number one issues for, you know, moms is that their kids don't get shot to death at school, you know, or at a parade. But you just talk again about guns are uniquely American problem. The rest of the world has mental health issues. They have ideological and philosophical division. They have social media, pot, porn, cell phones, video games. What they don't have is more guns than people, period. It's, you know, as you always say, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns.
Right. And I've talked to, unfortunately, too many survivors now that have said the following. I always thought that was someone else's story. I always thought that would impact them, and then it impacted me. And then I thought I could have done more, but until it came for my life, before it came for my reality. And I don't want to ever be that person. Like, this is eventually, if we don't do something, every single one of us will be touched by this directly, and nobody wants to be that person, right? So we have to do more. And yeah, it's a uniquely American problem, as we see all over the world.
Right. Well, and also just as we were saying, like real problems that affect real people. The headline this morning, military families brace for another government shutdown. One said military families are sick of feeling like political pawns, said the wife of a U.S. Marine. Congress is racing toward March 1st and March 8th deadlines to fund the government. Well, sorry, both sides don't do it. It is always Republicans that hold the country, you know, that take economic hostages.
Right, and they removed their own speaker, who is now since retired from Congress entirely, because he had the audacity to work with President Biden to keep our government open.
Right, right. So like, here we go again, right? And
yeah.
And I think, but you're right, I think more voters are noticing, you know, what are real issues that are affecting their real lives. You wrote a great piece about the crybaby cult. What was the thing this morning that
Which
they're
thing?
Up outraged about?
Oh, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce and her country song.
Yes, she is obviously too black to sing country music, and that's the latest. You just said, can somebody please call a wambulance for these MAGA monorellas? Already, with their incessant whining is so effing irritating, isn't it? Good grief. All they ever do is drone on and on about what's broke or woke or ruined, how this ridiculous nonsense over stoves and Muppets and Cracker Jacks and Lord knows what other insanity proves that America isn't great anymore. All the stupid effing things they're personally aggrieved over all the damn time. My beer is woke. My M&Ms are wearing comfortable shoes. My football hates America. My pop star is a psyop. I mean, it just is endless, isn't it?
But it's by design, because their elected officials aren't giving them anything that's tangible or real or helps their lives in any way, shape, or form. So they have to give them this, like, this performative stuff so that they feel like they have something to be upset about.
Yeah. Well, you're a liberal helper. So you said, look, let's give them an homosexual-friendly, safe-spaced bar where white men can cook red meat over open flame. The beer is mixed with bull semen. The chocolate candy characters wear stilettos. And Big Bird trades vax injury stories with Ted Nugent and then call it a day. You're a helper. You're a helper. You can't help yourself, can you?
It's a blessing and a curse.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with JoJo from Jersey. Hey, Kev.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And what a wonderful sight. I have the alabaster angel, the ravishing redhead, and, of course, the nonchalantly beautiful Joe from Jersey.
Mm.
It makes life worthwhile.
Monday morning threesome. Hello.
quite. And especially when you live in a world where you have a moron go on stage and think that black people are going to vote for me because I have a mug shot and I sell tennis shoes. Yeah. This is the kind of thing, and I think Jody would back me up, that back in the day in the 70s with the Carol Burnett Show or Sunday Night Live, if you came in there even as a parody with this, they would throw you out the office.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, get out of here.
Yeah.
Even comedy has to be somewhat real.
Yeah.
So I am literally jaw-dropping. You know, I've always said sometimes I try not to call your show when I'm upset because I try to keep in the spirit of your humor. And I think I'm keeping it under wraps. But really, this is just outrageous. And if any colored person, the colored people in the audience and standing behind him laughing and joking as if this is acceptable and normal, then yes, you are. I don't like to call fellow black people Tom the sellout, but as the Dave McCall character in the Equalizer.
Yeah. No, I can't understand how sum it up, self-respecting black person would listen to anything he said or done his whole life and think, that's my guy. You know, I mean, Joe, I think part of the problem, too, is that we've had the conversation so many times. Any normal candidate, if they said or did X, but, you know, we've had 11 billion of those, and I think that the story not anymore is how awful he is, but how awful, I guess, a segment of our population is that goes, yes, that's what I think, right?
Yeah, it really does say more about the people who are willing to support him than it does about him. I mean, he's the same. He's never changed, and now we've got people, he's an adjudicated rapist, and people are, like, you know, moving the line and accommodating that and saying that that's deep state persecution and he's the second coming of Jesus, and it's like it really does say more about what they're willing to accept and endorse than it does about him.
And by the way, I you know, it goes to your a lot of the stuff you talk about in this very funny piece you wrote. I heard Joe Scarborough this morning talking about right-wing friends, that part of this, and we talked to Dr. Redliner about this every week, that this, we've just fallen into this conspiracy hole and we can't get up. Like Joe Scarborough was talking about right-wing friends, that they would bring him some ridiculous thing they got on the internet, and Joe would fact check it, and he said, and then but then they come back with something else. Then there's always something else, and then that's part of that conspiracy. And it just you know, when you look at whatever high percentage of Republicans think Biden wasn't legitimately elected, it does make you feel like I how do we go on together as a country? I don't know what your advice is on what to do. I mean, I just think there's a part of them that are just lost to us.
I think that 61%, I think Joe was mentioning this morning, I think that you can't reach them at this point. I really just don't think, if we're 4 years into the lie and they've not seen any proof right. of the lie being true, they're just going to believe. It's like a cult. I have a friend who described knowing a cultist in high school, who anytime they would question anything that they believed in their cult, they would just shut down. They right. couldn't even engage with that kind of conversation.
I played this clip earlier, Joe. This is what I was saying, too, is Fox News, because legally they've had to, you know, fact check Trump. But I'm like, it doesn't seem to move the polling for Republicans. I'm like, even on Fox News, you're actually having to hear facts. But this is the definition of a cult, right? It's like, no, only what the one guy says, you know, the orange god says is true. I mean, this, I was saying, it's like Bret Baier is talking to a crazy guy at a bus station. Here we go.
16?
18.
18,
okay. Yeah.
You lost the 2020 election. Bret, you take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread fraud.
We tried to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption, there was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin no evidence.
You take a look, Joe. He has the same, I don't know, the same mannerisms that drive me insane. You take a look. I don't know whether any of that's making it through. Jen Rubin had an interesting tweet. She said, if Trump loses 40% of Republicans in the general election, as he has in the primaries, it'll be a blowout. If he loses 15%, he will be crushed, frankly. So I don't know about you, Joe. I go back and forth between not wanting to get too happy, but like looking at these numbers going, this is not great news. For Trump to get 59%. Biden got 96%, and you didn't hear that anywhere in the news.
Right. No, it doesn't bode well for Trump. But the thing about being in basically a binary election between two candidates is that anything can happen, and he's still got a 50% shot. And with the way our elections are set up with the Electoral College, it's really kind of like, uh-oh. You know, the numbers don't work out the same way that you think they would with a straight-up popular vote. So we can't ever discount it, but we just have to keep working hard to make sure that it doesn't happen. But yeah, he's not popular with most of the party. He's only popular with the base.
Yeah. Yes, Chris, you're raising your meaty finger.
Yes, we have a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, yes.
Trump is officially appealing his $464 million fraud verdict, which means he has to put up the cash now.
Here's some more fun facts on that in that regard,
okay.
Chris. Here's what we need to restore is faith in the rule of law in this country, Joe, because I don't know how many friends I have that go, oh, he'll never pay a penny. Oh, he'll never get convicted of anything. Mm-hmm. If donations continue at their current pace, and that's the other thing. People go, oh, his suckers will just pay it. Mm-hmm. If donations continue at their current pace and a fundraiser set to help Trump pay off the $355 million in damages leveled against him in the civil trial, it will take almost 6 years to reach its goal. The GoFundMe page entitled Stand With Trump, Fund the $355 million Unjust Judgment, it has reached, like, I don't know, a million or something. That's what... You know, people are saying he's not going to be able to raise that kind of money, even from his
He's going to have to borrow from his daughter. She's got the money.
Ooh, Tiffany?
Yeah, she does.
No,
yeah.
Ivanka.
Ivanka. Okay.
Yeah. Or his boyfriend, Putin. Yeah. Who's the richest man in the world.
Which girlfriend, Putin? Yeah.
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 You know, they have a money. They have a cash problem. I mean, Biden is fundraising like crazy.
Yeah.
And Trump's using all of their money for his legal woes.
Yeah. And by the way, here's the one, Michelangelo Signorelli, just to what we opened with, Joe. He said, why are we not seeing stories about how Republicans can replace Trump by a brokered convention? Democrats aren't clamoring to replace Biden. Only some random columnists are. So the excuse that there's no will to do so in the GOP just doesn't wash. And Trump is the one who might be convicted in a few months. So there would be more of a need. Yet I don't see those stories on how Trump can be replaced. I mean, it really is extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, they need a horse race, right? Like that, we used to have a time in this country when, you know, it wasn't so incentivized for financial gain to have, you know, to paint stories inaccurately. But unfortunately, a horse race does benefit them. So they've got to draw it out as much as possible. And that's why we're seeing so much one side. Look at NBC News' headlines lately. It's all like, who's writing this, Barron? Like, I mean, it's
right.
They really want to keep the horse race going. And the narrative that it's more of a fractured coalition in the Democratic Party than it is in the Republican Party is a false one.
Yep, exactly. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Oh, there's another picture of us grabbing the C demo. Another guy. A lot of people send us pictures of their cats watching us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So, and I assume they are Nature's Feast cats. Because they're obviously good. They have dog and cat parents with exquisite taste if they're watching the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Nature's Feast for the kitties, Nature's Dog, Nature's Blend for the doggies. It is the best pet food, period. It is full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. They throw in antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is raw, freeze-dried, so the flavor is crazy, even for picky eaters. I see you, Sophie, Rocky Mountain Mike's dog.
Oh, okay.
I see you, you persnickety little terrier-type situation. Can't resist the Dr. Marty's. Okay. We got an unsolicited tweetimonial from Rocky Mountain Mike. I'm just telling you, you're going to love how convenient, how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners get up to 54% off their first order, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Yay! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer, coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmalke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Transportation.
Like a rainbow.
Stephanie Miller.
She's got the look.
What? Heavenly bomb. We have linked to JoJo from Drew's fantastic. She's just as funny in writing as on the YouTubes and on the Twitters and the threads. We've been talking this whole conspiracy thing and how we ever get out of this sinkhole. And you were just talking about, you know, they start in with whatever manufactured outrage du jour they've cooked up in a QAnon home remedy for chlamydia chat room that they migrate to when they're not getting the answers they seek that for things that aggrieve them in the real world. And all that's being done to them and taken from them. I mean, it really is it's a white grievance party at this point with Trump.
Yeah. I mean, they need to blame somebody, right, you know, for the fact that, like, they can only read at a third grade reading level or that they need Viagra.
Yeah.
They have to blame somebody so that they don't blame themselves.
Yeah. By the way, Jody, I am personally offended with how many of those Lume ads I get. My hooch is pristine. I don't need the smelly hooch thing. Okay. Sorry, right. Just random ads that keep popping up. Okay. But you, sort of a more important point, you know, just a more serious point, Joe, you said there's a deeply rooted darkness there, a resentment that isn't just about finding a biological male in a dress aesthetically offensive, but instead intrinsically connected to their lifelong adherence to the notion that they were born special, that they deserve more, that they both made the rules and followed them, even if they deviated from whatever impulses they didn't want to ever admit to anyone they too had experienced. There's just such a... This is why I was saying I really do love the work you do, just because you're just such a light in the world. It's so hard to find people that are just positive and uplifting, and I think we need that more than ever right now.
I thank you for that. That means a lot to me. I think that, honestly, the number one reason that Trump sort of activated me to use that word, right, was that he was fundamentally so wrong, and that as a mom, I could never ever square that for my kids, because it went against everything I ever taught them to do and be and say, and I had to stand up against it, and that's where I'm at to this day.
Well, we talk about this all the time, but you know, you obviously found your voice because of, you know, being a mom and how it affects you politically, and you feel like your family. And I was saying that it just, that will be the abiding mystery to me for the rest of my life, how he is everything you teach your kids not to be. And I'm not surprised that there is a meanness that's permeated into society. Do you know what I mean? Just like people, you know, what was this Republican woman that targeted a kid she thought was trans, and she was just a tomboy? You know, you look at this story of Nex, you know, it seems like he's given people license, right, to be as mean and bigoted as they want to.
And you add in the component of violence that he really fosters and emboldens and stokes all the time, because it's crucial to the authoritarian's playbook to have that component. And you look at Nex, and you look at what was done to Nex, and you think about what has to happen to anybody to be able to bash someone's head in and repeatedly do it. How do you get to that place? That the only way is that person is no longer a human being. And so by dehumanizing them, then people are capable of committing, as we know, atrocities.
Yeah. Can I just say, this is why I need, you know what, Chris, you know what's my Sunday has become my, I call it the Karening, because I hike with my friend Karen, but I become Karen as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I start yelling at people to have their dogs off a leash and don't pick up their poop. Because I just feel like there's a thing that people think, like Trump, like the rules don't apply to them, and they can just do whatever they want. And so that's, yeah. It's like the Kroening, but it's with two Karens.
Sure.
It's like, put your dog on a leash, pick up his poop.
You must be so popular.
Yeah.
On the
planet.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. All right.
I yell at people in crosswalks when they don't let me cross. My kid's like, Mom, no. I'm like, it's the law in New Jersey. You have to yield. Because it's the law.
We yield to your charms. Judge of Jurors, we love you.
Thanks, Joe.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.